I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, I mentioned that I want a, quote, sleep divorce. Just because when my husband and I are on the same schedule, I don't sleep as well. Then we found out this is nothing new. There's a lot of you who sleep in separate bedrooms.
Shelly in Oceanside, what do you think about what Tam's going through right now?
So I can very much empathize with you. I have been struggling with the same thing. And, you know, we kind of are trying to get down to, like, what is the issue that's causing it? I understand, or it sounds like CPAP is being used right now, but there's also other alternatives. So, man, we've tried the little, like, nose strips. We've tried, you know, the beds that alternate the head position. And I actually just had my husband go and get surgery for his tonsils, and he ended up having a deviated septum repaired because I was like, man, we are going to have a happier marriage if we are both sleeping.
I mean, it's a combination of everything. And Kurt's been working on things for sure. And I know I occasionally snore, too. So I'm sure I'm not the only problem there. But
no, for sure.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Angie and La Mesa, what do you think about the sleep divorce? Do you sleep together, sleep apart? What's your story?
I love my sleep divorce. We're better people for it. It's the best thing ever.
Okay, so what do you sleep in the guest room? How does that work?
No, when the kids moved out, I just took over one of the empty rooms. I got all my girly stuff in it. I can go in there and just detox, watch TV. My husband can stay out and play PlayStation or watch what he wants on his TV in his bedroom. We're right next to each other. We can still talk.
And I've heard that too, because some people, because they're on their phone in the bed and then the other person can't sleep. So, and I was shocked to see what percentage. I mean, it's like 35% of Americans sleep in separate rooms occasionally because of this issue.
I think people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to offend their partner. They don't. It's so funny. Like, they don't want their friends to know that they sleep in other bedrooms. And I'm like, you know, if you got to get busy, you'll find a way. So that's not really a problem. Come on.
And you'll find a way.
I mean, come on. We're not kids here.
Yes.
But we do. Kids, so.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Angie.
Squalt to Lakeside and say good morning to Terry. Terry, what's your take on all this?
Okay. So I agree with the ideas of, you know, people having a hard time sleeping together because of the other person's movements or, you know, sounds or whatever. So it was just a suggestion I was calling in. So it's only for the weekend schedule and a vacation every now and then. So, you know how they have those king beds? You push them apart a little bit and you're still sleeping like 1 foot away.
Right. So like the California kings that are two separate mattresses, the big kings like that?
Yeah. You just push them apart.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't know about that though. Because this is a very weird comparison, but when I was on the cruise this past spring, I shared a cabin with my mom and we, you know, the beds are very close, but they're apart. I mean, we were sleeping in the same bed. We had separate beds, but they were close. And I don't know, maybe I was up all the time. Maybe I'm just thinking I'm so close to my mom.
John, it's because you're an adult and you were sleeping with your mom, but she hadn't done that in a long time.
I wasn't sleeping with my mom. I was in the same cabin with my mom.
Meant.
Okay, all right.
You know what?
Thank you.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay, 833-287-1037. We'll take your calls right after this.
To be determined as of now whether Tammy's going to follow through with her sleep divorce.
And much more common than we realized.
833-287-1037. Does divorcing yourself from sleeping with your partner, like literally with your partner, actually help your relationship with your partner?
Fazley, is that how you say your name?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Fazley and Dana Point, what's your take here?
My take is I'm an actor. I wake up early in the morning and I have to memorize my lines. I have to have my own bed. I have to have my own sleeping beauty. And we have been together for 7 years. And the day one, we separate our room. And we have a happy wife, happy sleep, happy life.
Oh, look, I love you. That.
So you're a professional actor?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Have we seen you in anything?
Superman, I just got it. Iron Man, American Sniper, 12 Strong, Argo. I've been like 120 movies, TVs.
Oh, my God. Oh, we know a celebrity.
Those movies?
But I live Dana Point because I want to stay away from the crowd of Los Angeles. And I want to have my beauty sleep in my own room next to my beautiful lady. And we have a happy life.
Oh, I love it.
but that we made a decision for her sleep is more important. She's a doctor. She needs to have a good sleep with her patient, and I need a good sleep for my acting. If I don't sleep good, I destroy my lines.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. That's so helpful.
And I want to thank you guys to allow us to listen in Dana Point, California. We're between Los Angeles and you guys. You guys radio more clear, more solid, and beautiful, beautiful program. And I want to thank you guys for your service.
You can call us anytime. And next movie you're in, you got to let us know so we can look for you.
Sure. Superman's coming to 2025, July 11th.
I just found you. You're a handsome guy, bro.
Thank you. Thanks to my mom and dad.
Oh, that's great.
Your story. Hey, can we talk to you later? Your story is an amazing one.
I've been a Marine. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. I was a DOD Department of Defense, and later on, I paid my dues when 9/11 happened. I was born and raised in Afghanistan. And I want to pay back for this beautiful country. I stopped acting and go to Afghanistan with U.S. Marine, 3 tours in Afghanistan. And I wrote a book, Fahim Speaking, regarding about our Marines, what they do for this country. And I appreciate this country more than a lot of American-born.
Okay. We need to have a conversation with you about this, if you wouldn't mind, because your story's fascinating.
Can we put you on hold? Can our producer get your information? We can set up something?
Sure. No problem.
That would be wonderful. So nice to meet you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for the radio station in Dana Point, California.
Right, I love you, honey. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away, okay?
No problem.
I do believe we just met the most interesting man in the world.
Certainly one of our most interesting listeners we've ever had.
His actual name is Fahim Fazli. Born in Afghanistan, escaped Afghanistan, settled here in the 80s, returned to Afghanistan, as you heard him, as an interpreter with the U.S. Marines for 2 tours. He wrote a book, Fahim Speaks, about that experience. And, oh my God, he listens to our show!
I know! I love it! So we will definitely have to have him on and really delve deep into his story, because it's fascinating.
Are you more interested in his combat duty? Or his amazing acting resume?
I know.
Oh, Iron Man, Argo, Superman, American Sniper. I don't know, little low-budget movies. What?
I know. Crazy.
Wow, that was incredible. Coming up at 8:05, Justin Bieber is a dad. Yeah, a father. An actual, I have a son, father. I know, it's hard for me to process. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.